I am not feeling macho this morning. Not in the slightest.
Dude, if this is any sign of what's going to happen for the rest of the day, my God.
I know. My body is just a mix of booze and greasy food. Like, I couldn't drink enough water last night before bed. I had so much sodium in my system. And you'd think the booze would help, but it didn't. It didn't help one bit. No.
Well, yeah, that's smart of you, though. Pound that water before you go to bed. Here's how I know I tied one on yesterday is I woke up about 5 minutes before the show. I'm going to be honest with you today, guys. All right. About 5 minutes before the show, and I don't remember snoozing at all. When you don't remember waking up and hitting the snooze button.
Yeah.
Five times.
Especially, exactly, multiple times. Like one time, like, oh, man, I didn't realize I hit my snooze. But when you're snooze,
and,
like,
and you don't remember hitting the snooze. And you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, like, I got to go right now.
That's your drunk body's defense system. It's just so you stay in a deep sleep. That's what it is. Right. That's what it is.
It's a fight or flight. I can't do anything about it, you know.
Just how the body reacts right there. Well, Hunter and I were talking off air. We're like, all right, let's just limp through this show. We'll do our best, get through it, and let's just get back home. Well, you're already home, so you're just going to get back on the couch. And, I'm taking a fat nap.
You know what? It's Valentine's Day. It's Super Bowl was yesterday. You can limp through your job today, too. As long as you're not working, like, heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, something very important that could potentially hurt somebody.
No one should be allowed to operate heavy machinery
after the Super Bowl.
No one should. You know? Just keep it in the garage. Don't move it. Leave it be. Yeah. Anyway. All right, we got to keep things moving here. Let's get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, you know, when you take your family to Disney World, you expect to make memories, but hopefully they're good memories. Two sisters, who are both adults, by the way, recently got into a drunken brawl in a section of Disney World called Disney Springs, where a lot of shops and restaurants are. One 29, the other 31. They're both from New Jersey and were having dinner with their family. Then they went to an Irish pub for drinks to have a few too many. They were trying to get home around midnight, but their phone died, so a security guard called them an Uber. But the Uber driver refused to take them because they were so drunk. Then the two sisters turned on each other for some reason. The older one called the younger one a bad mom and slapped her. Yeah. Then they started throwing punches.
Bad mom!
And then at some point, the younger sister started to puke on the ground. Security tried to separate them, but they got free, charged at each other, slipped in the vomit, and fell into some bushes.
Oh, boy.
This all happened outside the Cirque du Soleil tent, by the way. So they had their own little circus going on right there.
So here's my problem with it. The whole entire story, Brock, that you just told me. Fantastic. You know, I enjoy a good fight, especially at Disney World, at places they're not supposed to be fighting.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of enjoyed that. Here's my problem with it, though, is they sell beer at Disney World now.
Yep.
Don't ruin it.
Exactly.
Don't ruin it. And they only sell it in like one spot in like the corner of the park.
Yep. Yep.
And they were like, you know what? We're going to give you one spot.
Yeah.
But if you ruin it, we're going to take it away. And you know what, ladies?
It's stuff like this.
Don't ruin it for everybody else.
You know, and I get them bringing beer into the Disney World, Disneyland area, okay? And I'm a big fan of it, okay? You got stressed out parents, maybe a beer to take the edge off. Just relax a little bit when little Timmy's screaming that he doesn't like his cotton candy and he wants to go on this ride again. And it's like, look, we've waited in line for 3 hours. We're not going back over there. And then you got little Susie who says her feet hurt and she wants to go home even though you paid $5,000 for the family to be. I get having beer to just help the adults out. But you're exactly right, Hunter. All it is going to be a handful of incidents like this where they go, sorry, that's it. You guys, you
blew
it.
Away.
Hunter, the story doesn't even end with this little fight.
We need beer at Disney World. Trust me.
The younger sister took her dress off at one point, probably because it was covered in puke. So all she had on were her underwear and sandals, no bra. And they continued to fight. They got arrested for public and domestic violence, but the DA decided not to pursue the case, so charges were dropped. And see, that's the other problem. No, don't drop charges, because these two idiots now are going to think that they can get away with this stuff.
Exactly.
Okay? That's what it's going to be. They're like, well, oh, no, look, I got into a fight at Disney World with my dress off, and they dropped the charges, so I'm going to do this again for sure. No, you throw the effing book at them, and that teaches people a lesson. Okay.
At what point do you realize what's happening at this given moment? Like mid swing, like, is there a thought in your brain? You're like, dude, I am at Disney World. What am I doing?
Like, we've all done questionable things, and you wake up the next day from a drunken night of debauchery, and you're like, okay, all right.
Why?
But when you wake up the next day and you're behind bars, and they're like, all right, well, you got a court date today. You realize that, right?
You were drunk and naked at Disney World yesterday.
You were covered in vomit, fighting your sister with your top off. I think you need to reevaluate what you're doing, okay?
Like, these people have shame.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
You know,
I don't think so.
Do you go home and like, that was embarrassing. You know, like, do you feel embarrassed?
Probably not. If you're willing to get into a topless drunk fight at Disneyland, shame is not something that's in your vocabulary, okay? It is not. Dear God. Even Hunter and I would feel shame on this, and that tells you something.
That's bad,
okay?
If Brock and Hunter would not duke it out at a place, don't duke it out there.
With our tops off, drunkenly, yeah, okay? So, maybe don't put this one in the family scrapbook. I wouldn't do
What's next? So. Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, that makes sense. I've had fights at Chuck E. Cheese before as a grown man. That's okay.
Cheap beer, man.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get you. I actually fought one of the animatronics at Chuck E. Cheese, but that's expected. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.